From the beginning, Governor Walker said once he took office, his focus would be on creating jobs. During the 2010 campaign, he vowed to create 250,000 private sector positions during his first term. To help, he converted the Commerce Department into a public-private entity called the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation and instructed it to focus exclusively on fostering business growth rather than also regulating the private sector. Walker also instituted a number of tax breaks for companies that create jobs here. In this installment of Project Milwaukee, State of Upheaval, WUWM's Latoya Dennis explores the impact the changes are having on business growth.
Things are really bustling at Cree Rude Lighting in Sturtevant. Until earlier this year, it had been just Rude, a firm making commercial and energy-efficient lighting. Then Cree, a company based in North Carolina, specializing in LED lighting, bought the Wisconsin operation for $525 million. Construction crews have since broken ground for a gigantic addition.
Majority of this is going to be a warehouse for the existing product.
Marty Jorgen works in marketing.
What basically is going to happen is that's going to move into here to create more space for manufacturing. So there'll be more assembly being done in the existing facility.
The new Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation offered Cree $750,000 in tax credits, plus more than $3 million for the 470 jobs it expects to add over the next few years. Christopher Rude is president of Rude Lighting. He says while the expansion is due to demand for the company's products, the tax credits ensured the expansion happened here.
There are other places around the world we could have put these jobs and these assembly capabilities. But the state of Wisconsin was able to put some incentives behind our ability to grow and expand this location. And they made it, I'll call it, the most attractive offer for us to finalize on building and putting the jobs here locally in Racine.
The company is one of several receiving Wisconsin's new tax credits for expansion. Paul Jaden is secretary of the state's reconfigured development agency. He says he understands the concerns people have expressed about the amount of tax credits the state is awarding versus the number of jobs created. But he says you have to keep one thing in mind.
Credits are earned. In other words, if you don't create the job, you don't get the credit. So it's something that's available to you after you've performed, whether it's on a loan or a tax credit.
Jaden says he would prefer not to have to give tax credits to companies so they do business here, but that's just today's competitive reality. Wisconsin is putting a lot more money toward the strategy. WEDC gets around $83 million state dollars to offer businesses incentives, up from $48 million under the former Democratic Governor Jim Doyle. Republican leaders have also eliminated income taxes for 2 years for companies that relocate to Wisconsin and are reducing taxes on manufacturers and agricultural businesses that produce things here. The rate will gradually decline from 7.9% to 0.4%. Jaden believes the incentives, plus the fact that the GOP has slashed the state's deficit, are paying off.
I probably sign about 5 or 6 documents a week that address job creation, the investment opportunities, and job retention.
The Small Business Entrepreneur Network now ranks Wisconsin 24th when it comes to states friendly to entrepreneurs. That's up from 30th. And Wisconsin moved up 3 places from 43rd to 40th on the Forbes list of best states for business. It's estimated that all in all, the business incentives will cost the state $2.3 billion over the next decade. Abdur Chaudhry, chair of Marquette University's Department of Economics, questions the trade-off.
We have created very little job.
According to the U.S. Department of Labor, Wisconsin has only gained around 20,000 private sector jobs over the past year. Chaudhry says the administration should focus on small businesses instead of large corporations. Wendy Bauman is president of a small business incubator, the Wisconsin Women's Business Initiative Corporation. It provides business education and lends money to people looking to venture out on their own. Bauman says she's excited about what's in the works for small businesses, especially the expanded role for WEDA, the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Corporation.
WEDA actually has guaranteed our loans, WIBIC loans. So if one of our microloans meets the specs of WEDA, WEDA state, if you will guarantee those dollars. So for us, that's very helpful. That allows us to do more lending to small and micro businesses and get that needed capital out on the streets.
Bauman says starting in January, WEDA will be able to team with organizations like hers to offer loans to entrepreneurs. While she's excited about the intensified focus on business growth, right now, large businesses are the ones reaping the benefits of Governor Scott Walker's policies. The small ones, the majority of job creators, are still waiting. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.